Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard is lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
All right, all right, all right. Good morning. My name is Tony Williamson. Glad to be your host today on Iolo Radio. We are so excited. It's Friday the 13th. Wow, how about that? Friday the 13th. I always like Friday the 13th, Bud, because Friday the 13th, my daughter was born on the 13th, and I consider that a very lucky day for me indeed. I hope you're going to have a good day today, Bud. How are you, my friend?
Friday the 13th. Love it, Tony. Didn't even realize it. Every day is just, we're working day and night. They're running into each other. We're having a ball. Don't consider it work. Love what we're doing. But didn't even realize that. So that's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. Well, it's been an exciting week, Bud. And I got to tell you, man, you've added a ton of content to the conversation this week. Was real fun. I mean, Alan's been on the show at least twice this week. We've had tremendous amount of announcement. I mean, this has been the most exciting week, and we've had more participation on the radio show this week from our guests. There have been days that we've experienced where we could not possibly get to all of the people that have raised their hand. And just so everyone knows, Bud, just a reminder, if you have a question, you can hit 1 on your phone. And by the way, if you'd like to, if you change your mind or somebody else answers your question, you can hit 1 again on your phone, and that'll, you know, take your hand down, so to speak. That just kind of helps us to manage, you know, the queue there, the telephone queue, so to speak, the switchboard. But anyway, we're really thrilled, Bud, because we've not seen so much participation and so much excitement. Yesterday was another record-breaking day. This week is a record-breaking week. We've had the radio show has been listened to by over 2,000 times now. Over 2,000 times, agents in the field have at one time or another tuned into this radio show. And we don't have anywhere near 2,000 agents, so we're really excited about what's going on and how excited everybody is about all the announcements and the education and the training and just the content that you and Alan have added this week has been off the chart, man. So I just want to say thanks so much for your participation. Now, I know that you probably have some more corporate news or some stuff that's going on because you've got your hand on the wheel, so to speak, and you know what's happening on the corporate side as well as in the field with the agents. I know your phone rings all day long. So what's on top of mind this morning, Mr. Nemeth?
On top of mind this morning is very little sleep. We were up trying to get the website launched last night. Pretty much there, Tony, with the exception of the testing is not completed. So we hope to have the testing completed and approved this morning. Once that's approved, then, guys, and I know the links in the back office, some of you have been going in and checking the updates and stuff, and you're starting to see it really come together. I'm so excited. You know, again, legal had to go through some of that information, and all of the information, some of that information may change over time just slightly. But, Tony, the site looks amazing. The information is there. People who are questioning the professionalism of this company or the stability of this company, I think that website just absolutely answers that question. There's information on our philosophy and our promise and different team members, and it's just a phenomenal website. I'm thrilled with the way it's turning out. And, gosh, I just can't wait to get it launched. And understand, it will be an ongoing process on that website and ever improving as we gather testimonies. I'm actually traveling next week to go meet with several merchants who have used us successfully for quite a while, who are thrilled to give testimonies, and we're going to be doing some. We talked about some of the training videos. We've got those scheduled to be shot next week at different locations, on location, at different merchants across the country. And, you know, we will be doing more of that as the months progress, Tony. So eventually the goal is to have video testimonies on that website from every merchant, I mean from merchants from every one of our categories and their stories. And then also we are going to be shooting some customer testimonies too. That's on our scope. We don't have those scheduled yet. But, again, the website's goal is to provide a merchant with all the information they would need to make an educated decision to get started with us at no cost to them. And, you know, that's just you're going to love it. I can't wait to get it launched. I'm so excited to be able to send people there. Fantastic. Other than that, everything, again, corporate, everybody's working, moving forward. Not only are we, you know, adding new agents and new merchants and new customers, but, you know, things are being worked on to improve this company, not only from a corporate standpoint of things they've had on the, you know, the drawing board, but from the input, the amazing input that's coming through from the agents in the field that are out in the trenches every day working. So moving forward, everything's going as planned. Again, we've only been launched less than a week officially, so doing pretty darn good for being so young with this new business model, Tony, but we're really excited.
Well, first week out of the box, man, we've hit a complete home run here. I really can't believe how exciting this is for the agents in the field. And, you know, that's not to say that there's not work to do. And, you know, a lot of what you've been sharing with us this week has been really, you know, targeted toward the reality of what we need to do as agents in the field. And I know you had mentioned yesterday you had a few more things that you wanted to cover with us. Also, I want to give everyone, I like calling it Open Line Friday. I know that's something that other people have heard before on different talk shows. But the point is, this is your radio show, and I'm speaking to you directly as an agent in the field. That's why we put the show together, so that you would have a direct two-way communication with the owners of the company. Obviously, Alan Hanke, CEO and president, has been on board the show this week several times, you know, giving and sharing his thoughts with you and answering questions with you. And then Mr. Bud Nemeth, Director of Marketing, you know, he's here on a regular basis, almost every day, sharing his thoughts as well as answering questions for you and comments. But it also gives you, this radio show gives you, the agent in the field, the opportunity to have a voice, and that's what this is about. You can hit one on your phone if you want to add your voice to the conversation today. If you have done that by mistake or whatever, you can hit one on your phone again, and it'll drop your hand down. But we're so excited that you're here, that you're listening in. But every day we've been maxing out the lines. The switchboard is literally blown out. In other words, there's very few spots left every day, and some days there's not any. If you cannot get online or get on the show by listening on your phone, dialing in 718-664-9145, you can go to IOLORadio.com on your smartphone, or you can do it on your computer at home or your laptop, and you can listen to us streaming over the Internet. So if you're not intending to ask a question or add content to the conversation, if that's convenient for you, by all means, take advantage of that. But I got to tell you, more and more people are doing that every day. More and more people have tried that and found out how easy that is to go to IOLORadio.com and listen to them streaming over the Internet. So those numbers are increasing as well. Now, there's no limit to how many people can do that, but there are limits to our switchboard. So, you know, if you're having trouble dialing in, just remember to use that method if you'd like to. And be sure and let people in your team know, guys, we always suggest, and this is something, you're part of the message. You are part of the message. So be sure that you're texting out on your phone to the members in your team, your agents in the field, and let them know the radio show is live, 718-664-9147, or be sure, did I say 47? Excuse me. I meant to say 45, 9145. But be sure that they also know that they can go to IOLORadio.com, because participation is the key. And so with that said, Bud, I want to give you an opportunity to kind of pick up the conversation from yesterday. And while people are lining up here, raising their hand, maybe for some questions, some final questions about, you know, how to be productive as an IOLO agent. It's been a great topic this week. Or if they've had any questions or comments that they want to share about the launch and all of the announcements that you made on Monday, today's the day for them to have a voice and, you know, take advantage of you being here with us and you just have some great dialogue today on some of the things that might be on top of mind for them. So I'll give the mic back to you, Bud, if you want to kind of pick up where we left off yesterday. We talked about the merchant and how to be productive with the merchant. We talked about the customer and how the customer is a key component here and how we need to help our merchants to educate their customers. And yesterday you left the door open to some further of that conversation today. So I want to give the mic back to you, Bud, and let you take it away.
All right, Tony, thank you so much. Yeah, well, and I'll try to be quick so we can open it up for questions or comments or feedback. But I will tell you the feedback from this week's training series on IOLO Radio about building a significant passive income with IOLO by making your merchants productive has been nothing short of incredible. So obviously this information has been much sought after and needed. And, you know, while I'm happy to share it with everyone via this great platform called IOLO Radio, the most exciting part of this for me is the fact that we're going to have training videos recorded that cover this information in bite-sized pieces that will be posted in the agent back office and available for everyone to use at any time. So that is going to be great, not only for new agents, but also as refreshers for our current agents. Tony, today we will talk about the customer process, because most of us now understand the merchant process and what happens when a merchant application comes in. But today we're really going to focus on the customer process, and then so that the agents and the merchants understand that process and what happens. And then we'll wrap up the series by sharing some, you know, information on owning the account with your personal touch. So we shared with you earlier this week that when a merchant application comes into corporate, that you can imagine a bell dings and our merchant support team of friendly and knowledgeable experts go to work on your behalf doing everything they can to get that merchant approved for you. So picture this. When a customer application comes in, bells don't go off. Instead, there's whistles and sirens and lights go off, and that sets our outstanding customer support team into action. And, you know, while sirens and lights are figure of speech, the urgency that a customer application creates is real and critical to everyone associated with IOLO, because, again, no one makes any money in IOLO until customers are using our product. So the sooner we get this customer approved and the contract executed, the happier everybody is. So just by having an application come in, Tony, that's a good indicator that someone or something out there in the field is doing their job, whether it's the fact the merchant and their staff are wonderfully trained by our professional IOLO customer acquisition specialists, or whether the store employees introduced IOLO to the customer, or whether the marketing materials caught the customer's eye and prompted questions. The bottom line is they submitted an application. Hallelujah. That's why we're here, to help customers. So in the next few minutes, we'll shed a lot more light on just who is doing a great job. And also, it'll also identify any cracks in the system that we need to work on. So if the application comes in completely filled out correctly, and if all the information can be verified immediately, the approval is almost instantaneous. And yes, I said approval because understand, if we can verify that a customer meets our three simple requirements, they will be approved 100% of the time. The amount of money they're approved for, that's going to vary based on their own personal and financial situation, but they will be approved for amounts currently ranging from $150 up to $3,000 that they can be approved for. So very important information, and it's very important to fill that those merchants and employees fill that customer application out correctly and completely. This is important to know because, listen, IOLO approves the customer and not the sale. Unlike some other companies in our industry, they will approve or deny based on the amount of the potential sale. What I mean by that is rather than us putting an application through with a customer asking for, say, $800 to buy a new iPhone, and then declining them because they'd only qualify for $600 at Iola, we actually approved the customer for $600. So this allows the merchant, you know, where they might have got it denied in other cases with other companies, this allows the merchant to offer the customer other options. So they could work out a deal where the customer not only pays the first payment with Iola, but also maybe the difference they pay, they want that phone bad enough, they're going to pay the difference of the amount needed versus the amount they were qualified for. So they could still get the phone that they want, and $600 of that would be run through Iola. So that would be what our commission percentage would be based off of, is the total amount of sale with Iola. Another option would be for the customer to select a different item, a phone that does fit within their approval amount. And the neat thing about this is that in some cases, as most of us know, the customer's actually approved for more than they even ask for. So now's a great opportunity for the merchant to upsell the customer and possibly help them upgrade to the item they really wanted. Maybe they really wanted that iPhone 6 Plus, but you know they didn't think they could afford anything over an iPhone 4. So now if they get qualified for more, Tony, and you heard Richard Carter, one of our valued merchants and now agent in the Georgia area, who absolutely takes advantage of this in every situation and helps them upgrade to something they may want or need, purchase accessories that go along with the primary item like cases or headsets or whatever, and then they might even want to buy an additional phone or something if they have enough money for their spouse or whatever. So, you know, it's a great concept of approving the customer and not the sale. Now, a customer can be approved without making a purchase. I want to make sure that's clear. In fact, the application is simply to determine if they are approved and for how much. The approval a customer receives is good for 5 days and can be used at any store that offers Iola. After 5 days, the customer is going to have to reapply. Now, there's a lot of merchants out there, Tony, right now that are having success bringing customers into their stores by advertising the fact that they now have a no credit check monthly payment option, and they invite folks to come in and see how much they qualify for with a fast and free no obligation application. And there are merchants out there who aren't spending a dime on advertising, but their staff is trained well enough to inform every customer that they can get pre-approved with no cost or obligation to buy. So this is a very effective technique. Again, we'll have training videos in the back office teaching this, but also that's something that we as agents want to communicate to our merchants and to the employees when we're doing the training. So let's talk about what can happen if the application is not automatically verified and approved. First of all, the opposite could happen, and they could be automatically denied. Now, this could happen for several reasons, but primarily it would be because our proprietary software that vets the customer on over 300 points of information has verified for us that the customer does not meet all three of our qualifications. So if this happens, the merchant or the agent will not know the exact reason and are not allowed to be notified of why because of the privacy laws that govern our industry. But just train your merchants to inform their customers who do get denied to just come back and reapply in a few months. Tony, some of the reasons might be maybe you know, they did have an NSF fee in the last 3 months. So if that's the only thing that got them denied, then, you know, they can come back in 3 months if they haven't had any and they might get approved. So, but it's imperative for everybody to understand Iola's philosophy on this issue. And while we would love to approve every single person who applies, we certainly do not want to take people who are in a bad position financially and put them in a worse one. That's not our goal. That would be a recipe for failure, not only for us as a company business model, but also for that individual. We want to help those people that can afford an extra monthly payment get the items they want or need. We don't want to put someone in a financial contract they can't afford because if they do not fulfill their contract with us and do not return our merchandise, we legally could have those people arrested for theft. So understand, not everyone will get approved, and that's okay. But if the merchants are doing it right and they're only submitting applications for people who have already agreed that they do meet those three standards, our minimum qualification requirements, then they will be approved if we can verify that and they're a new customer. Now, another thing that can happen when the application is submitted that doesn't come back with an approved or denied, but rather it can come back with a status that says hold or pending. Now, pending simply means the application could not be immediately verified. Not every piece of information can be immediately verified, and further research is going to be done. Now, this is a temporary status, and it usually only lasts anywhere from a few minutes to 24 hours currently, but that time frame even will be reduced even further with expanded customer service hours. So pending, that status will move to either approved or denied, or it will move to a hold status. The hold status has the potential to last a little bit longer, and here's why. The hold status absolutely confirms that not all the information could be immediately verified. Now, the most common reason for this is because the bank that their bank that they entered in the application, that bank may not be listed in the national database we use for verification purposes. Credit unions and online banks don't necessarily have to be included in the verification resource. And this is why in the merchant portal, right below the dashboard, in the dashboard right below the payment calculator, is a link for the merchant to download a bank verification form for the customer that they can take to their bank and get filled out and then submit that to IOLO. And there are other reasons an application will have a hold status, and most of the time it will be listed in the status description. It will either say, you know, e-bank authorization required or e-verification required or, you know, different things, but it'll describe it in the description. So very important to understand that. And also that the merchant or you as an agent are not responsible for this. Again, we have a very well-educated and trained, amazing, friendly, knowledgeable staff, customer support team, who their number one goal is to approve the customer so that the customer can get what they want and everybody can get paid. So they are going to contact the customer. That's their job. So listen, if they cannot get a hold of the customer, that hold status could stay for days, all right? If they do get a hold of the customer and give them an opportunity to go ahead and supply us with the information they need, it depends on how soon they supply us with that information that they need. So basically, if you see a hold status and it's going to be there for any length of time, you don't have to call corporate. You don't have to call anybody, and you don't have to get on the merchant about not getting it. You don't have to do that. No, but the merchant doesn't have to call the customer. That's what we do. At corporate, we approve merchants and we approve customers. That's what we do, and that's what the folks there need to be focused on. So that's what they're trained in, and that's their number one goal. So I just hope that really Tony just enforces the fact and the importance of getting our merchants and staff trained correctly, because the better everybody is trained and the better everybody understands the process, the smoother it's going to be. To know expectations is the key here. And folks, again, when the application is approved, that's the best thing that could happen. Again, the customer is going to have to electronically sign the rental purchase agreement. They're going to be responsible for that agreement. They make the first payment there to the merchant. The merchant accepts that. And then the other 8 payments at this time will be automatically drafted from their checking account. Nothing else has to be done. It's a great process. It works. It has been a blessing for many people over the last year and will continue to be for many people in the coming years. And we're thrilled that we can be part of this. So the goal is to have a happy, satisfied customer who has an item they wanted or need that they can afford that they couldn't qualify for maybe through traditional financing and didn't have all the money up front for. And now, because of IOLO and because of us and the merchants, now they have an opportunity to get the things they want or need regardless, okay? So very, very important. And, folks, the more times that happens, the more money you'll make. Again, initially, when you enroll a merchant and spend time training them and walking them through the process, initially, you may have to spend more time at the stores, but if you can get the staff incorporating this into their daily method of operation, incorporating IOLO into that sales pitch, and have all the marketing materials and point-of-sale materials and everything there, folks, you guys are going to make money. And it is money that you're going to make even when you're not there training, because if they're trained right, they will talk to every customer about Iolo, and you will establish a significant, ongoing, passive source of income through Iolo. Again, I go back to the 5-5-3 plan that we started at the beginning of the week, and it's in your compensation document. Five merchants who only do $5,000 a month, and if you decide to go ahead and build an agency, bring on three professional salespeople, some agents who employ the same 5-5-3 strategy, and if that carries on and duplicates through a four-generation organization, folks, your monthly income from that, just from parts one and three of the comp plan, is $9,200 a month. That's over $100,000 a year. You're in the top 5% of all income earners with five merchants, five that are only doing $5,000 a month, and three agents. So while there are agents out there that are going out and putting in dozens and dozens of agents, that's great, but again, nobody gets paid. While there are agents out there that are collecting and enrolling dozens and dozens of merchants, that's great, but again, nobody gets paid. Until we get our merchants trained and their staff trained properly to, introduce Iolo to their customer base, we are not going to make money. The neat thing is there's some companies out there, some stores out there that do this without thinking about it. They've done it for years. They've used other RTO programs, and once they understand the benefits of Iolo, our training is there is only to teach them the benefits of Iolo and why they might want to use Iolo as their first choice, and in some cases, people will use them as their only choice, but they don't have to. They can use us just like the store takes Visa or MasterCard, Tony. They can take Progressive or Iolo or whatever the other companies are out there. So, again, we just want to get into the store and then with our training and support move us to the top of the list as far as, running the customers through an RTO program, run them through ours first. Again, we don't do 18, 19, 20-year-olds, so it's good for them to have a second resource that they can run some folks through that may consider the 18 to 20-year-olds. So that's the customer process, Tony. That's how everybody gets paid. The only last thing I'll touch on real briefly, because we've kind of touched on it throughout the week, is the personal touch. Agents on this listening to my voice, understand you are the difference maker. You are what sets us apart from any other company out there, especially if you're enrolling merchants in your local area and you can go and put your arms around them and shake hands and take them donuts and write them handwritten thank you cards and take them tickets to different sporting events, drop them off a gift card, send them some edible arrangements or some flowers, send them birthday cards, anniversary cards, bake them cookies, whatever you have to do. You only need a handful of core merchants that are going to be responsible for your income for years to come, and that income can be ridiculously significant. So, Tony, that's all I have. I've been thrilled to be a part of this show from day one, but especially this past week on this series about helping to make your merchants productive. Thrilled, and again, most exciting part is we will eventually have all this information recorded, posted in your back office in little bite-sized pieces that you can use to refer to and as a resource at any time you choose.
Fantastic. I really appreciate all this, Bud. You are just, we're taking notes here trying to keep up, man, because you're giving us so much great information. I do have one question for you, Bud. I want to go back to we're back at the store, and the client, the merchant's client, prospect that wants to buy some products has applied with Iolo, and it comes back on hold. So we know that Iolo is going to be contacting that client, the merchant, the customer, if you will, the applicant. What would you recommend, Bud? What's been your experience so far that should be recommended to the merchant? You know, should the merchant have this customer hang around in their store for, half an hour or an hour or something like that to see if they're approved, or to, just let them know, hey, you'll be contacted, and when you get contacted, and then come on back in the store? What's the recommendation there?
Yeah, great question, Tony. And, again, I guess it depends upon the situation. Now, understand, that's when it's important to know our customer service hours. And, again, we're increasing our customer service hours. But if it's something that has to be touched, physically touched, meaning it's not an automatic approval, it's not automatically verified or denied, then Something has to be done. If it's in a pending status, I would tell them to hang around, especially if it's during time when our customer service is open and corporate is open. That pending status, literally, Tony, could be minutes. And so, you know, if I'm a merchant, I'm going to say, listen, it's showing pending. Sometimes that can change in just a few minutes. So if you want to look around the store or something, I'll check. I'll keep checking it. And if it changes, I'll let you know, because it could go to approved literally that quick. But if it goes from pending to hold, then I would contact the customer if they're still in the store and say, okay, let me tell you, it's showing here that you came back in hold status. And all that means doesn't mean you're denied or approved. It just means they need to verify some additional information. My system is showing me that you need an e-bank authorization required, or whatever it says. It'll say the status description. So if it's an e-bank authorization, we always have our merchants have these forms printed out that they can hand to the customer. So I tell them, you know, I would have the merchant tell them, hey, it shows here the description. It's an e-bank authorization required. They just couldn't verify that information from your bank. So here's a simple form to go take to your bank, get filled out, and you can corporate Iola will be contacting you, and they will actually even send this to you. I mean, they'll do everything for us, but on the merchant end, to move that along a little bit, you can have the merchants give them a form, take it to their bank, and get it filled out. Now, do they have to bring that back to the merchant? No, they don't have to. They can submit that themselves, and Iola will tell them how to go about that. But personally, I would offer as a merchant, hey, go ahead, get that filled out, bring it back to me, and I'll take it from there. I'll get it submitted for you so that we can get this process moved forward. The other thing I would do is if that customer, we teach our merchants, if that customer leaves the store and they're not approved or denied, make sure if they're in hold status, make sure you keep their phone number and get permission from them. Hey, is it okay I give you a call when the status changes? I mean, that way I can let you know whether you're approved or denied. And that way they'll, you know, have a quick hot list of customers. If it comes back approved, my goodness, I'd immediately get back in touch with that customer and tell them, hey, great news, there's $1,200 sitting here waiting for you that you can spend, up to $1,200 in our store, so come back at any time. And that's good for 5 days. After that, you'll have to reapply. That kind of also creates a sense of urgency for that customer to get back in that store.
All right, man. Thanks so much for sharing that answer. You know, it's a little bit beyond the bottom of the hour, Bud, but we've got a few people that have raised their hand. And every show this week's been going a little long, but are you okay, man? Let's stick around and answer a few questions today as we wrap up the week.
Absolutely.
Let's go to area code 601. The last four digits are 1554. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Yeah, I get a couple questions. You keep saying they make their first payment to the merchant. At what time do they make the payment? Do they do it when they purchase the stuff, or do they wait? And then can you give me an idea when you're going to be adding cars? Because we do lots of wholesaling cars, and that's it.
Thanks for your question.
The answer to the first question is they make the payment, the initial payment, at the time they execute the contract at the store. So they'll get apply, they'll get approved, they'll be presented with a contract, a rental purchase agreement. They electronically sign that, and then they will make the first payment to the merchant right there, and they can take their items home with them immediately. So that's that process. As far as cars, again, at this point, I don't believe there is another rent-to-own company on the planet that actually does cars. So this is something, again, we're redefining an industry with Iola here. It is on our scope to be able to add cars at some point in the future. But again, it's a whole different business model, because again, the term obviously has to be 36 to 48 months, and the factor will be a little bit different. So we have been in corporate negotiations in detail and exploratory meetings and such for that new vertical market. I don't anticipate that will come out anytime soon, because again, we are so new in this business model. But I do know it's on the radar, and ultimately we definitely want to be in that market. And as soon as we can be in that market, we will be in that market. But I would say our next immediate markets are things like, you know, furniture and bedding and appliances and, you know, sheds and, you know, all that other stuff. So that will probably be one of the last verticals we go into unless something happens and we're able to get into it sooner. So great question. Just know that we are working on it, and hopefully one day it'll be here.
All right, let's go to area code 773, the last four digits, 0770. You're live on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Bud. This is Jairo Newman Ab calling from Chicago. It's been a wonderful
week.
Hey,
it was great to I got to meet you at corporate office. Great to meet you. Thank
you
for calling
in. It was fantastic. My team, I became an agent just days before the launch. And the launch was a great stimulus. I actually recruited two new agents at the launch, and
wow.
And we've been plugging at it all week. And one of the most exciting points of the launch was your announcement about Iolobration, and our team. Being right here in Chicago, and I'm not sure if there are any other agents right in the city like we are, but we are definitely motivated to be outstanding between now and the Iolobration, because we don't want these people coming in from all over the country and showing us out. We are challenging everyone else that you will not be more productive than the Chicago home team.
Uh-oh,
we are very
like
motivated. We are motivated.
Thank you for sharing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
So
and I'm glad you brought
thank
up
you guys very much.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Go ahead, buddy.
I'm glad you brought up Iolobration. We are so focused this week on, you know, completing all of the announcements from the launch and getting the website done and some training and some videos and new stuff in the back office, new marketing POS materials that, yes, the major announcement at that launch was the fact that not only that we have an Iolobration scheduled for August, but also the fact that there's a promotion out there that's going on right now that allows you to be able to attend that event absolutely free, you and a spouse, travel expenses and everything, and you can attend that event absolutely free. In your back office is a link to the website to go and look. There's a flyer there that has some details, and we will focus a lot more time, effort, and energy on sharing more information about Iolobration 2015 with you as time progresses. Just know that if you do the things that we've been talking about all week, all of that stuff will happen. It's nothing that you have to do special or over and above or no hoops to jump through. Just go out and build your Iolo business the way that we're describing it to you this past week. Do not consider yourself an independent agent. Consider yourself an agent of change, a customer acquisition specialist for your merchants. Get those merchants trained and their staff trained to be productive, and all good things will happen to you. Not only will you make a large amount of income, but you'll also be able to come to a life-changing event in August for absolutely free. So the goal at corporate office is to have every spot, and we are limited in spots. The goal is to have every spot filled up by agents who qualify to come for free. That will be amazing. And again, the pre-registration is required. We'll get you all that information as soon as we can. Again, there's a lot on our plate here, and we're knocking them off one by one. But thanks for bringing that up, John. We will definitely be sharing more information with that.
All right. Thanks so much. All right, John, we appreciate the call. We appreciate you being part of the team here, too, in Chicago. Let's go to area code 248, the last four digits, 6984. You're live on the radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Jawanda in Detroit, Michigan.
Hello, Detroit. Good morning, Jawanda.
Good morning. I actually have a lot of experience with working with the rent-to-own program, or you can say Progressive. As a salesperson for a merchant, I see the value, obviously, with becoming an agent. But at the same time, now being able to be on the other side of the table from the sales end, working as a merchant, for a merchant, doing the actual applications and getting the and waiting for the turnaround time. So I have that experience. So my question is, that's great with we having the customer service staff ready and available. That is one thing I can say was a problem with Progressive when I did applications for them. The other question is, when they are approved for a certain amount, and if they do not use all of it, I did hear you just say they can actually use it up to 5 days. So if they make a $500 purchase and they were approved for $1,500, is it closed in at that time on that one contract, or are we going to make it available to use the full amount for other purchases?
That's a great question, and that's fantastic. I would love to speak with you a little bit further, even after the show, to talk to you about. So you've actually worked in a store that actually used an RTO product. Let me ask you this. I'll answer your question in a minute. I'm just excited that you've done this, and I think we can learn so much information. Were you responsible for directing people and introducing them to the Progressive payment option?
Yes.
Awesome. Yes, Yawanda, I will definitely be contacting you at some point in the near future. I'd love to share some of your information with the agents in the field who can share that with their merchants and staff, so I think that would be hugely beneficial. To answer your question, yes, they have up to 5 days where they can use any money they were up to the amount they were approved for. So let's say they get approved today and they purchase a $500 phone, but they were approved for $1,500. They still have $1,000 in their approval bank that they can use either at that store or other stores that accept Iolo for the next 4 days. So, yes, if they, you know, and again, great point. So, obviously, if you're the merchant working that store, you'd like them to spend, if they're going to spend all $1,500, you'd like them to do it in your own store. So, again, that just creates a phenomenal opportunity for upselling and creating additional sales. They are going to have to execute a new contract with each item. If they buy one item and do a contract, and then the next day they go to another store and they buy a different item or even the same store, it's not going to be able to be added onto the original contract at this point. It will just be an additional contract that they would have. But everything else remains the same, and the answer to that is a resounding yes, they absolutely can do that.
Fantastic. And thanks for calling in, Detroit. Appreciate you up there. I want to let everybody know that we're excited that you are calling in and that you are on the switchboard and that you're raising your hand. We only got time for just a couple of more, but we've got a lot of people that have their hand raised today, bud. But it's an exciting time for us to see that so many people are participating and have these fabulous questions. Let's go to area code 316, the last four digits, 2233. You're live on the radio with Mr. Bud Nemeth, Director of Marketing.
Well, thank you. This is Leon Carter from the East Coast. Good morning, family.
Hello.
Leon, how are you?
We're doing great. Thank you so much. And I just want to let you guys know we appreciate the specialized training every morning. And if there's any new agents that are just tuning in, guys, listen to this call every single day because we get inspired by it and it gives us tips and strategies every day before we go out. And my question is really quick. I've gone over this several times in the back office training, and I'm not sure I'm explaining it correctly. If either one of you could give me your verbiage on what you would tell a merchant about a program that they have that's a 90-day same as cash as opposed to what our program offers and what the advantages are with the Iowa program, please.
Great question. Thank you, Leon. Go ahead, Bud. You want to take that one?
Absolutely. Leon, this is great because, again, I understand I went to college for advertising and marketing. I know how the industry works. It's a sales pitch. First of all, it's untrue, absolutely untrue. There is not one company that we have come across in our industry that offers any day, period, 90 days, 100 days, whatever, same as cash. There is no such thing out there that we have seen in the marketplace. And it is misleading to tell your customers, if you're a merchant, that any program offers that same as cash option. If you go to the websites of the different stores and even call in, listen, we've called in as potential customers to every store and just drilled them and have pages and pages of notes. Even some of the companies we call in and talk to the employees, they'll catch themselves saying same as cash, and then they'll correct themselves because there is a fee, there is a charge. We just found one company the other day that charges 20% of your total contract to do that as an additional fee to pay that off. Some charge a processing fee, some charge what it's not, and you can't find a website of any of our competitors that say same as cash. It says 90-day payment option or 100-day buyout option or whatever it is, but it is not same as cash. That's important to know because, number one, it's misleading. It literally is illegal. I mean, we have agencies that govern and regulate our industry, and if those people are out in the field and a merchant is telling a customer that it's the same as cash, I mean, I believe there could be repercussions there, Leon. It's not true. So what we've done actually is we have, instead of a 90-day or 100-day payment option or payoff option or buyout option, we have an any-day payoff option. So educate the merchant. This is a great opportunity for you to educate the merchant and say, hey, listen, I'm not sure if you were aware. And you can take them to the websites and show them. This is not I've heard, you know, while you're at the store, you'll hear the salespeople talking about other programs that they have, especially while you're in the training process and you haven't got everything online yet with Iolo. You'll hear them say things like that. When they do, don't correct them in front of people, and you know you might not want to correct that person directly if they're an employee, but go to the merchant and say, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Merchant Owner, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I, you know, being in the industry, I've heard some of your staff saying to your customers that they have same as cash, and I just want to make you aware that that is untrue and it's misleading to your customers. And actually, there might even be repercussions because this industry is governed and there are laws that apply, but that's not true. And here I can actually show you where it's not a same as cash option. There are fees associated with every one of those. The any-day payoff option is the best. And I say that because we've actually done comparisons. I'll give you a quick notes that we've taken from talking to the employees at some of the other companies. One of the other companies said 100-day payoff option. And so we asked, well, what percentage of your customers actually pay within 100 days? Oh, it's really, really low, 7% or less. Okay, so what happens to the other 93%? Leon, what happens is, and call in and ask them and say, what happens on day 101 if the customer has not paid, if I haven't paid that off within day 101? Well, then you're going to be responsible for this amount. And what the amount is their full amount of what it would cost if you took it to the end of term. So let's just say they've got a factor of 1.8 or whatever. Just we'll use that. It's $1,000. On day 101, they're responsible for $1,800 even if they pay it off on day 101. They're not responsible. With our any-day payoff option, and that's a big selling point with us. It's a unique selling point with us. We will only charge the customer the remaining cash price any day they decide to pay off the item, whether it's day 5, day 50, or day 150, doesn't matter. They can just pay off the cash price and versus the contract price. We don't charge them a percentage of the remaining contract price. We don't charge them any fees or extra money. If the item was $500 and they made their first payment of $111, basically half of that goes to principal, half goes to cash, half goes to contract. So if they pay that off within the next 30 days, they're only going to have paid, you know, half of that. So if it's a $500 item, half of that is about $445. They would only have to pay $445. They wouldn't have to pay any other fees or any penalties or any percentages. They just pay off the remaining cash price. So basically, they got that phone or that item for, you know, $555 or so. And so the $55 would be the cost to use the money. But there's no company out there that's going to let people use their money for free. It doesn't exist. And if they are doing that, like there's some lending institutions that will have things like that that are not in our industry, but there's lending institutions, and I've seen in the furniture industry where they'll say, 5 years, no interest, same as cash. Well, yes, they do that. Because why would they do that? Think about it, research it, and you'll see that the percentage of people that pay off, whether it's in 90 days, 100 days, or 5 years, because you'll see that in the furniture industry, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, same as cash, no interest. The reason they can offer that is because the majority, the overwhelming majority of people do not pay it off within that time frame, and then the amount of interest that they owe, you know, they might have bought a $3,000 living room set, and on the first day after that time period, whatever it is, if they haven't paid it off, they're now responsible for $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 because of the interest charges have been procuring, adding up, accruing ever since day one, but they don't charge them until that day after the time period, and then you're responsible for all of those charges. It is a gimmick. It is an advertising and marketing piece. We could go to it, but we decided not to because it's very misleading. It is not a same as cash payment option. Sorry I went a little bit long, Tony, but once you understand this, it kind of makes you upset that they're doing things that are misleading to their customers. And, you know, while, again, it's great for that very tiny percentage of people that can pay some of those things off in that time frame, the majority of the people don't do it, and it's just an advertising gimmick. That's all it is.
Well, thanks so much, man. It's great. Been a fantastic episode today. I mean, it's, you know, we've had some great questions. I know we've still got a bunch of people with their hands raised, but we are definitely going long today. Guys, write your questions down and bring them back up. Raise your hand again on Monday. We want to try to get to everybody's questions, and every question is important. Every person's opinion is valid, and we want to know what you're thinking. This is your radio show. Bud, thanks so much, man. It's been a fantastic week. I want to give you the last word for the show this week, Bud. What do you want to close with?
The last word is Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I hope you enjoy a wonderful weekend, and I can't wait to see you on Monday.
Man, I tell you nailed it right there. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Don't forget the flowers. Don't forget the candy. Don't forget the special people in your life. Enjoy the weekend.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iolo Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at ioloradio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iolo, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.